Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ-FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with local news for Friday, December 2nd. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory this morning for Western Washington. Jefferson County was not specifically named in the advisory, but adjoining travel routes to this region, such as Paulsbow, Kingston, and Bremerton, were. The area of highest concern appears to be the Seattle vicinity, from Everett to Tacoma, from this morning at 10 a.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, snow is expected with up to 2 inches of accumulation tonight. Slippery road conditions will be a factor across the region, so please slow down and use caution while driving. It would be wise to plan for delays and leave extra time if you are traveling to Seattle today or tomorrow. Jefferson County PUD reports that power has been restored to its customers who suffered outages from the storm on Tuesday. The last known major outage was due to 2 spans of wire down on Le Mans Drive on the coil. Those were restored yesterday. The U.S. Department of the Interior announced on Tuesday this week that it will award $25 million to support the Quinault Indian Nation's relocation efforts. The Biden-Harris administration is launching a new community-driven relocation program led by the Department of the Interior, to assist tribal communities severely impacted by climate-related environmental threats. The Quinault Indian Nation in Washington, along with 2 other tribal communities in coastal Alaska, have been selected to receive $25 million each. With these funds, the Quinault Indian Nation plans to relocate critical community facilities in the village of Tohola to higher ground. The Tohola Village Relocation Project will reduce recurring flood damage to critical tribal infrastructure, including community facilities and housing. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland said, as part of the federal government's treaty and trust responsibility, we must safeguard Indian country from the intensifying and unique impacts of climate change. Helping these communities move to safety on their homelands is one of the most important climate-related investments we could make in Indian country. And Washington State Representative Derek Kilmer applauded the move, saying, today's announcement is a big deal. It's a big deal because tribes, including the Quinault Indian Nation, have seen their homelands threatened by climate change and rising sea levels. And it's a big deal because the effort to move people to higher ground and out of harm's way requires the federal government to step up and fulfill its trust and treaty responsibilities. The announcement was made during the 2022 White House Tribal Nations Summit, which provides an opportunity for the administration and tribal leaders to discuss ways the federal government can invest in and strengthen nation-to-nation relationships. In addition to the Interior Department's dedicated funds, FEMA has awarded, or is in the process of awarding, approximately $17.7 million to assist the 3 communities in their efforts to acquire, demolish, and build new infrastructure out of harm's way. The City of Port Townsend and Jefferson County Climate Action Committee has its next meeting on Tuesday, December 13th. Anyone interested in participating in local climate projects, such as the County Forestry Workshop and County Sea Level Rise Project, can find information on how to join this virtual meeting at the Jefferson County website by searching Climate Action Committee. There is a special meeting of the Jefferson County Noxious Weed Control Board on Monday, December 5th. This will be the last board meeting of 2022. It is a virtual meeting from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. being held to discuss agenda items such as fee assessment, board member recruitment, training, and enforcement letters. For access to this meeting, you can visit the event calendar at Jefferson County Public Health's website or email the coordinator, Sophie DeGroot. Both of these links can also be found in the text to this broadcast at kptz.org under the local news tab. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.